Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Silicon Rock Castle, Drunk and Charge, Counter to Sin Spin. We'll go back 30 years for the top 10 songs in the U.S. of A and the return of Ask the Men's Room right before we drink and toast with the shot of the day. Our question, what is your infamous puke story? As we last left Trevor there, sitting around a table with a group of friends, and you say you have one friend who is a notorious puker.
Yeah, he usually gets way more messed up than everyone else.
Well, that won't end well. Just no. So you know in the future.
So we're all just kind of sitting there, and for whatever reason, when he gets messed up, he gets super competitive. And so he wanted to play rock, paper, scissors, and he made it all the way around the line to me.
Super competitive. He is just an aggro.
He got beat out by every single person at the table, and so all, I think it was like six or seven of us, we were all just tearing him a new one, just calling him every name in the book, you know, just kind of messing with him. And he puts his head down, and at first we thought he was just like super butthurt. And then as soon as he looks up, he goes to turn, and as soon as he turns, he's puking until, you know, full 180. And we basically just watched. It looked like a fire hose that just took off. He did a full 180 of projectile vomit the whole way around, and just starts hurling in the bushes. And there was maybe a good second pause from, like, when he first started puking, there was maybe a good second pause of all of us, because, you know, we were all just dumping on him, and then he starts puking, and we all just got a shock pause for maybe 1 second, and then just continue to start dumping on him while he's sitting there in the bushes puking, and we're all still just crapping on him.
Do you still invite this guy over to your house, Trevor?
Not my house. No.
Yeah, I would not do that. I was like, and then he got up and he wanted to thumb wrestle everyone. And then we had a thumb wrestling competition.
Man, I can't tell you how many stories we have just like that with this guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't invite that guy over anymore, to be honest with you.
Oh, like how he said it. Like, he'll hang out with him, but not at his home.
What is your infamous puke story? 844-999-OLA.
That is fair. The guy's not out of the group, just not invited to my home.
Yeah, he can't be in my home because he's going to puke. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So anyway, this is early in my drinking career. I was about 16, and it was a Friday night in the wilds of Puyallup, and we're playing quarters. At some point during the night, someone made a Burger King run. Okay, so I got me a Whopper, onion rings, and a strawberry shake. So a little while later, after we'd eaten our food, my buddy says, time to go. He's giving me a ride home, and about halfway into the drive, I'm like, dude, pull over. I got to puke. He's like, no, just roll down the window. And I'm like, oh, come on, just pull over. I'll just roll down the window. So finally I said, okay, there's nothing I can do. I roll down the window, lean my head out the window, and do my business. And I don't think much anything of it until the next morning I go over there. He's mad at me because there's all kinds of pink puke dried down the side of his pickup truck.
That was from the strawberry shake.
I mean, how did he not know that was
strawberry shake? And I'm just like, dude, I was begging you to pull over. You know,
at least
and
I didn't throw up inside the truck.
But that's driving puke 101. Like, man, look, if they lean their head out the window, just accept that some of their spew is going to be on the side of your ride, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because no one's that experienced at how far you need to lean out of the car to not hit it and stuff. And then the other time was the first time I ever did magic mushrooms. Again, I was about 16 or 17, and we picked them, and we boiled them in some water. But we didn't flavor the water. It was just water with these Liberty Cap mushroom things. And it was really gross looking, like there's a slime that forms on the top. And I wanted to scrape that off, like to get rid of it. But my guy who knew what he was doing said, no, you got to drink that. That's what gets you, messed up. So I drank it, and about 20 minutes later, I was like, uh-oh, all that Schlitz malt liquor bull is coming right back up.
All quality.
And so I ran into the bathroom, and I threw up. I was the only one in our group, about five or six of us, who threw up. So I thought, great, now everyone else is going to have fun and trip, and I'm not because I threw it all up. But no, about 30 minutes later, the walls started to breathe. And I was like, whoa, baby.
Yeah.
The walls started to breathe. And I said, whoa, baby. Jesus.
What are the pepper, the combination of malt liquor and magic mushrooms?
That is not a combo I have tried.
Have you do you ever feel regret about, like, he threw up the Whopper and the fries, and, like, you know, when you're drunk and you just really want something good and someone makes that run and it finally comes back and you're just so excited to eat.
It sucks.
And I think there's been a couple of times, I can't remember, it's probably been about 4 or 5 months, but I threw up and I wanted to say I went to dinner. And I must have, I bet I spent like $110 at dinner. Like, I got a steak, I got oysters, I hooked it up that night. And I just remember when I was throwing up, I was thinking to myself, like, what a waste of money. Oh! Right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, it could have been Chef Boyardee. It could have been anything. You know what I mean? Like, at least, and I don't know why, it doesn't really matter once it goes past the mouth anyway. Because by that point in time, you've already cashed in your money, don't you think?
Yeah, but you want to keep it in you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, yeah, I know you've eaten it. But, and you're right, it's weird and it's stupid. It's not, like, it's not, but you want to keep it.
Right, you do want to keep it. Like, and that's it. Like, you're not going to taste it again. And even if you throw it up, yeah, you're going to taste it again. It's not going to be the taste you want.
It tastes different.
But you just feel like you ripped yourself off.
And I don't know what it is. Man, the more money you spend on dinner, the more likely you are to get sick. Think about, like, if you go to McDonald's, right? It's just their menu. If you go to Wendy's, it is their menu. If you go to TGI Fridays, it's their menu. Then you go to a restaurant that's going to cost you money. You are there for an occasion, right? Because this is not something typically affordable to you. And you look down the menu, and it's all these potentially delicious things prepared in ways that you never eat it. And then when you read the bottom of the menu, it tells you your odds, basically, of getting food poisoning. Right? There's always that asterisk. The only menus where you go there and hand them money and you have such a good chance of getting sick off of however it is they choose to prepare food. Like, they tell you up front, it is on the menu, like, hey, man, this contains some raw this, some of that, some of this, some of that. And, you know, they don't quite say there's a good chance you're going to get sick.
Most of the stuff I order.
But there's a good enough chance that they're going to. I'll order two, but it's just like, look, if I go to McDonald's and spend $3, I'm going to be fine. There's nothing on the menu where they have to point out, like, by the way, ma'am, we're just telling you now.
Yeah, they don't serve anything raw.
They don't do it. You know, you go to a sushi restaurant, you know, like, hey, man, you know, you're here, you're going to give us money. We might get you sick in return. Because, like, oysters, that's the one thing that'll take anyone down.
Oh, you know, though, man. You know when you
know.
You
but
think,
like,
you know, but you don't know.
I never it's like I had oysters, I had a steak, I had this, I had that. It's that kind of night, you know. We celebrated something, and then it's like, oh, no. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. I have food poisoning, I'm sweating profusely, and I spent more money tonight. I'm about to puke up all of this money that I just put there. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to think if I've had a bad oyster.
Oh, dude, you would know. I think you would remember.
I've had bad ceviche, man, and about killed me one night. I mean,
but you can't get ceviche at McDonald's for $1.50, but you can drop $15 on ceviche and then go puke your guts out.
I had one of the best meals ever. The Dominican Republic. I'm like, ah, this is great. I'm having a grilled lobster.
All right.
It's kind of spatchcocked, like, you know, just face down.
Sure.
Nice and crispy. So delicious. I mean, I'm like, this is one of the best meals I've ever. And I mean, it just came out. It was so fast. Normally there's a time, there's a little bit of an adjustment period. We get a cab ride back to the hotel room, and I'm like, oh, man, I am sweating. I'm like,
right.
I got sweat pouring down my shins.
Right.
Like, it's that kind of deal. You know what
sweat.
I mean? I mean, it's like, it's, and I'm like, oh, man, what's going to happen? Which side is this going to come out of? And I thought I was going to die. I really thought I was going to die. But then, as soon as I threw up and pooped, everything, I just went to bed. But, I mean, I woke up and I'm like, I'm all right. I'm a little parched, but I'm all right. But, I mean, God.
A little dehydrated.
Jesus,
sure.
Man, that was just so, man.
But a great meal.
It was a great meal.
Great meal.
Until it almost killed me.
Delicious.
What is your infamous puke story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my story is actually kind of matching up with some of these other stories. I think there's a little common theme here. But, yeah, so I was drinking with some buddies, and I was probably 14 or 15 years old. We're playing quarters, and this is not the
Did you turn out all right since you were drinking at 14 years old? I mean, like, you're a responsible person now. Because if you're my kid, I'd be like, oh, this kid's going to be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
No, I think you develop, like, a respect for it if you start drinking young.
All right.
I mean, yeah. So anyway, so yeah, we were taking shots, and of course, because I'm the young one, everyone's picking on me to take a shot, take a shot, take a shot. And about six or seven, eight in a row, and sure enough, I had to vomit. So I went out to the balcony. We're on the second floor, and just let it rip, and it was just all out my nose and everywhere, and just completely sprayed. Hit a couple cars in the parking lot below, and. And since then, I just cannot drink vodka.
Since the age of 14.
What do you drink? So what do you drink now?
Beer.
Beer, okay. Well, you're going to be safe with beer.
But wait, how old are you now?
31.
30. And so since the age of 14.
You switched to beer.
To be fair, but that's a decent decision right. At 14. But so since you were 14, you have not had vodka or will not drink vodka voluntarily.
I'll drink it like if it's mixed, you know, like an orange juice or something.
What if we're at a bar with friends and we're all going to do a round of shots? Are you in?
Well, if there's a hot chick there and she wants me to take a shot, I'll force it down. But I have to have a chaser right there. It is really difficult. It wants to
why?
Come up
why?
Really
so
quick.
What? So are you trying to impress the hot chick, or
of
you just
course.
Feel like you have to be?
That's why we make every bad decision
do you think,
in our life.
Do you think there's a? I mean, I hate to say this.
Did
I
you
think,
ever try to do anything
no,
cool when I, a hot chick wasn't
I think,
watching?
I think we're overthinking this. I don't think any hot chick looks at a guy and goes like, "Yeah, that's my man. He can do shots of liquor in a bar." Like that's normally not the turn on for a woman. She's like, she preferred that you not come home that inebriated and not be that guy.
But if she's
know,
with him and she's doing okay. one, right. and she says, "Hey, grab one. Look, I don't okay. care if I'm an AA." It's like, hell yeah.
Right, we can praise Jesus. Could be the one guy in the group that doesn't. I'm sure nobody else in the group would call
that's
you out on point. That's
yeah,
a good
don't
point.
Be
yeah.
that guy.
Will you do a shot?
Peer pressure, man. Will there's you... a reason it's still around. It's effective.
I guess you could choke down a fireball.
You can always.
Is that the right? That's the right time, right?
If you don't
ask
know.
Me, I like fireball.
Oh, anytime's the right time.
If you don't know, just say, "Hey, man, let's hurry it up because I really got to take a leak." Right? Everyone does the shot, and on the off chance you do have to puke. When you go to the bathroom, no one's the wiser.
Yeah. I had a buddy that would do that for a while.
What's that?
He just decided he didn't want to take shots.
All right.
So he would just put it in his mouth, and then he'd either like spit it out in the cup, or he'd go to the bathroom
oh, no,
and spit
what?
It out.
Really?
But our other friend, who's a little bit taller, picked up on it.
Started slapping him in the bag?
No, he put him in like a chokehold and just kind of like put his neck back and forced him to drink it.
God damn.
It was awesome.
Man, I bet he didn't do that anymore. Still to come, Ryan Castle, the drunk in charge of me into Sin and Spin. We'll go back 30 years for the top 10 songs in the U.S. of A. Asim Menzerim is also on tab, and we'll drink and toast with the shout of the day. Our question, what is your infamous puke story? Coming up next, we've got your emails in the men's room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Still to come, Ryan Castle, drunk in charge, will be in a sit and spin. We'll go back 30 years for the top 10 songs in the U.S. of A. Sit and spin is on the way. First time for a few emails here from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
No shortage of these today. Let's see here. Oh, man. All right, guys. Easy as pie. I do okay with my own smells, but not so good with other people's. My gag reflex sucks. I would be a terrible gay man. Anyway, changing my daughter's diapers was sometimes dicey. Sometimes I would wrench, and sometimes I had to go so far as to put a bandana around my face. Well, one time, my daughter had the stomach flu and was puking all day. Then she blasted a hardcore Duke in her Huggies. I opened her diaper and immediately puked. Then she puked. Then I puked again. It was terrible. Took about a half hour to clean up. That from Sir Jolly Joe.
And your daughter will always have this memory that she used to get her diapers changed by train bandits from the Old West.
Do we bring up a swimming pool?
I don't think
this email comes in and goes, poo and barf. Do not make a swimming pool user happy. A pool must be closed for a long time for vomit or diarrhea. Chemicals must be raised to high levels. If it's a solid stool, they can fish it out and only have the pool closed for about a half an hour.
Oh, jeez.
This is some knowledge, just in case. You're running a pool and you wonder, is it a diarrhea? Is it a solid turd?
Just a solid turd. Just grab lunch. The pool
isn't that
will be
why
fun.
Some places have like rules against like little kids or you want to keep them in the kiddie pool?
Yes.
Because they...
Yes.
You do not want to go in a kiddie pool. That's like going into a hot tub. Guys, my name is Jenny, and my story starts actually a couple days ago on St. Patty's Day. Home at the time, and after playing a couple games, my roommate got blackout drunk, and after a while,
He's rolling on the floor like a toddler. So he stands up in my bedroom doorway, whips it out, and starts peeing all over the floor. Then he proceeded to vomit immediately, and of course, I had to stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning cleaning up after him as he laid in his room, passed out. I can no longer look at him the same. Dude, I've been dealing with the stomach flu all night. Barfed about 12 times yesterday. Foam and bile, all I had left. Had to leave work and everything. I puked until 8 a.m., finally stopped. Why did you have to talk about puke today? Just took a shower, plugged my phone in, excited for a new episode of your show, get in the shower while it's still on commercial, then you come back on and you start talking in detail about barf. It was too late to shut it off, but I was already in the shower. I'm starting to get the mouth sweats just listening to it. That is Jean, right? Jean?
Jean. Wait, Jean? How's it spelled?
Z-H-Y-A-N. Oh, Jean, did I say it right this time? No.
Jean.
Jean, I'm close. Jean?
Very close.
Like right. Jean, two right. syllables?
Jean. Jean. Yes, Jean.
Jean.
Zion.
Jean.
Right?
Guys,
why are you saying what thing? He just keeps going, Jean.
Well, no, is it Jean or Zion? Zion.
I feel like,
Zion. I feel like it's like, Zion, available at Nordstrom.
Yes.
Again.
You know.
1 liter spritz of Zion.
Ah, are you wearing Zion? When I was 17, I invited a few high school friends over to my parents' house for a night of drinking. After a few hours, I decided to make a statement to my friends. I started saying, guys, if you need to throw up, please do it out at that point in time of the sentence, I puked inside the house. Guys, I was in middle school. I played trumpet in the school band. We're about to perform one of those Christmas concerts where the band dresses up all nice and parents come and
hate every moment.
Pretend to enjoy listening to a bunch of preteens play Christmas music. That is the truth, man. I'm glad you recognize that.
That is. Thank you for that admission. It is god-awful.
You know who does like it, though?
Who?
I have to admit.
Who?
The folks in the old folks' home. I've seen my daughter go to do
they
recitals.
They like anything that reminds them they're alive.
Yes, they do, and they get there early, and they sit in the chairs, and they're ready.
Oh, sure.
And they look generally interested.
But
like,
they have nothing else to do.
I know, that's where you got to go. That is a captive audience. You ever want to start stand-up? Just say, you know, like, man, like, put up a flyer to old folks' home, like, 7 o'clock, Thursday night, what else are you going to do?
Right.
Come down and listen to my jokes.
Yeah, I feel like old people would talk back to a stand-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shortly before the concert was about to start, I was suffering from a pretty potent migraine. I told my mom, and instead of letting me go home, she cut a Vicodin in half and had me take half that.
Just play the trumpet high, man.
My headache quickly faded, but I started to feel incredibly dizzy. I was sitting up on stage with the rest of the band in front of a few hundred people, and I knew it was going to happen. I briefly considered letting it loose in the tuba, but instead, I jumped off stage, ran across the auditorium, reached a garbage can, but unfortunately, it was one of those industrial garbage lids that are hard plastic and swing in. I couldn't hold it anymore and let loose all over the lid. Splash back on me and a few people in my general vicinity. I looked up when I was done yakking and saw a few hundred eyeballs staring at me, as if middle school wasn't already hard enough. Guys, regarding the people using puke bags on a plane, my friend and I were flying to Vegas. She gets bad motion sickness. We had a decent amount of turbulence before landing. I see her reach for the bag, so I pulled her hair back, and it took all I had not to laugh until she finished. That from her friend Jackie. Guys, my puke story starts on my 27th birthday, having some friends over, and I wanted to be adventurous, so at Thrill's recommendation, on a first-time tequila, I buy a bottle of Aja Toro Reposado. In about 3 hours, I drank 85% of the bottle.
Okay, no, that's not what you do.
Along with a couple cans of Coors, and proceeded to vomit all over the shower with the water as hot as it can be. The smell lingered for 3 days. Thanks, Thrill. That from Chili Willy.
Yeah, that's my fault.
Hot water and puke.
Damn, man.
This is nice. My husband was driving. Miles was talking about his crush with one of his hot friends who he finally had the opportunity to make out with. Apparently, she had trench mouth. I barely got the car window down and was vomiting in the street before my husband even stopped the car. I can't even elaborate on the story. I just threw up about 6 times while trying to type to you to read this, reliving it all over again. I am super gaggy about foul odors. I once almost threw up when we were driving home with chicken manure in the back of his rig. That from Cougar. Well, I don't even remember the story.
I don't either. Trench mouth.
Jeez. Trench mouth. Trench mouth sounds horrible.
Yeah.
I guess it's bad you made her spew immediately.
When I was newly 21, my family took a vacation to Orlando, Florida. My sister, my cousin, and I spent our last night there in Paradise Island, basically a Disneyland filled with bars and clubs.
That place was awesome.
And I drank way too much. Didn't quite know my limit. We had to fly out early the next morning, and I'm still very drunk. We get to the airport and get to our gate. I made an emergency pit stop to the bathroom. As I was trying to lock the door to the stall, I began puking and continued to projectile vomit as I turned to the toilet.
I really don't think any of it got in the toilet. It didn't stop there, and I have no idea how I even made it on the flight. No one in my family wanted to sit by me, so I got the odd seat between two strangers. Bless those two old ladies. They spent the whole flight with me filling up no less than 5 puke bags. I have since never flown drunk or hungover. It's the worst feeling ever. I'm now 37 and make sure I spend my hangovers comfortably at home. Peace out, bitches. That from the lovely Stephanie. All right, guys, to celebrate my 40th birthday, my wife, Mom, and I met up with some other folks to Oktoberfest in Munich. Over the course of our five-hour table reservation, much beer and food were consumed. I had one more beer and a pretzel to level off before walking back to the train station. While waiting for the train, I went to the bathroom to take care of business. That's when the switch got flipped, and I felt the inevitable about to happen. Unable to get to the toilet stall, I get loose and puke into the urinal as I was using it. I thought that was the end of it. When I got outside, I spewed again onto the tracks. I thought that was it. Got on the train. Halfway home, here comes that feeling again. Lady sitting across from me clearly knew that I was going to get up quick. I got off the train just in time to go into a garbage can. Then my asthma kicked in while I was puking, and I couldn't breathe. That's when I started freaking out, and my mom called for help. After the EMT showed, the only thing I remember is being on a gurney, going up an escalator, and then waking up in a German hospital.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be that guy, but wound up being that guy. That from Darth Travis. Do we have time for a few extra emails here from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com?
You've got mail.
Old bitches, today is our son Colin's fourth birthday. He would love to hear a barbershop fish sandwich, please. Thanks, guys. That from Cameron.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon, and at night.
Hola, fellas. Today's my lovely daughter Avery's fifth birthday. How about a little kid fish sandwich, please? Thanks, guys. That from Taylor.
Fish sandwich.
How about a birthday shout-out for my brother-in-law, Double A Ron? Maybe some dirty Germans. Thanks, guys. From Joey and Tiffany.
Yeah, all you need to know is that for your birthday, I will treat you like an IKEA futon and screw you in the spare bedroom.
Yeah, speaking of IKEA, I hope you like these meatballs.
Bichello's our son Clay turns 20 today. Where did the time go? Listen to you guys every day. Just returned from the Virgin Islands, where he was working for a month, and proud of him. How about a kid sandwich and a kid fish sandwich and some dirty German talk? Thank you so much for that from Mom, Dad, and Ozzy.
Fish sandwich!
Yeah, not to get personal, but I would like to take a vacation to your Virgin Island.
Yeah, and when we're there, we can have a daiquiri, or maybe a little skeet.
Guys, I'm asking for my own birthday shout-out since the family never does what I ask. Thanks. You make my daily day work drive more bearable. That from Miss Gatorade Lisa. How about some dirty Germans, please?
Yeah, for your birthday, we will serve many drinks, including tongue punch.
Yeah, you don't want to know what the stick was I used to stir it.
Guys, it's my son Josh's 23rd. He would love to hear you guys talking all over each other. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. That from Renee. Well, Josh, I can tell you
one time I put my entire finger in a jar of Vaseline, and you'd be amazed working with it. And
a bed,
given the small woodland creature, you have to ignore the weird squeal that it is. But one time I did get rabies.
Exit-only place for myself.
Very scary.
It really stiffened me up. Guys, let's see here. What do we got? My girlfriend of 4 years, Erin, turns 28 today. Please give her a big, warm Men's Room happy birthday with a fish sandwich and some dirty Germans. Rock on, bitches. That from Anthony.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, for your birthday, I'd like to face hug your labia.
Yeah, and it might be warm, but chewy, because it's pocket gum.
Michelle, today's your number one fan, the reckless Tammy's birthday. She is 29. What the hell? She wants to hear you guys talking all over yourselves about girls named Tammy. Rock on, that from Nick. Well, Tammy, that's going
to
be a trailer.
It's easy to say, man.
Absolutely. Going
to buy her pack of balls, and she will do crazy.
Tammy's little boy is going to wake up in the morning and want to play video games. She'll make pancakes.
She's a unicorn on her boob.
It's okay. It's a butterfly tattoo on the back.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a unicorn.
No, it's a four-leaf clover on the breast.
Used to be.
Hi, guys. Can I get a birthday shout-out to my buddy Pete? He's 30 today. Let's see. How about some dirty German talk? Thanks, guys. That from Sam.
Yeah, I'd give you a ride to my BMW, my big, massive willy.
Yeah, Pete, get over here and have some fun. I'll make you come back for a repeat.
Guys, I want to wish my wife, Jill, a happy 40th birthday. How about a few Joey Chestnuts and the Dirty Germans, please, from James in lovely Las Vegas.
Joey Chestnut! Joey Chestnut!
Yeah, for your birthday, my penis would like to go camping in your mossy cottage.
Yeah, some people mash them, but we will smash potatoes.
And finally, I want to wish my dad, Dave, a very happy birthday. Old man of 60. Would love for you guys to start at 60 off the proper way, whether your penis is too small and the dirtiest of Germans. Love you, Dad. You're my hero. Love you. That from Chad.
Yeah, for your birthday, I will offer you authentic German cuisine. I will give you the one-eyed skin pickle.
Yeah, I'm going to bring over some pork roll. I'll be the pork, you'll be the roll.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, bitches.
The Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Still a couple of drinking toasts with a shot of the day, but first the Drunken Charge is in the house, and time once again to sit and spin.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
All right, what's happening?
We're taking a trip back in time today. Back in time.
Back in time.
Time. So these are the songs that were in the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 in the year of 1988.
So we're going back 30 years.
We're going back 30 years.
You sure about that?
These are, yes. Yeah. Did you hear about my math earlier?
1982.
Miles was like, so 30 years. I was like, yeah, so 83. Oh, wait. That was.
Like, my God. No wonder we do what we do.
I see why you have the job that you have.
And I know that
you are a stupid person.
I know that Mike was not alive for any of these. I know that Ted was only 8 years old.
It's interesting. This was about the time I was getting into music, but I did not like any of this. No, that's not true. I liked one of the songs on this list. So I discovered rock music probably like 86, 87,
right,
like right around the time like Appetite for Destruction came
that
out.
Is a so good
more,
time.
More like 87. Yeah. So I was like 10, 11 years old. This none of this stuff falls into this category. Maybe one song falls into that category.
These are the top 10 songs in the United States of America from 30 years ago today.
Number 10. Out of my dreams.
Oh, God. This song was destined to be a TV commercial, right?
This is horrible.
So this is some of Billy Ocean's finest work here. Get out of my dreams and get into my car. I found out something here. This was on a chart called the Hot Black Singles that only existed from 82 until 1990. And I tried to find out something about the Hot Black Singles chart.
Mm-hmm. Now it's a dating
show,
right?
Do not Google Hot Black Singles.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because they're available, in your area.
He also now knows what Black Planet is. Yeah.
I learned some things today.
Number nine.
Learned some things about myself today.
Who's this? Keith Sweat?
This is Keith Sweat.
Nice.
Keith Sweat.
What a name.
He still goes out on those tours with, like, you know, Young MC and all that, right?
Oh, yeah. You get, like, the
80s R&B invasion.
Absolutely.
Keith Sweat could sing his ass.
You notice it's never a cruise. I'm just saying, as a brother, like, we ain't getting on a boat, homie. Like, we never do an R&B song.
'80s rock bands love to go on cruises. Cruise, it's true. You never see that, do you?
It's a REO Speedwagon, man, outside of Cuba.
Keith Sweat's like, nope.
Top 10 songs in the USA from 30 years ago today on Sit and Spin.
Number 8. This must be just like
this made it to number 1?
No, so it didn't make it to number 1. But it did make the top 10.
Okay.
And this is I had Skyscraper on cassette, and everybody remembers this if you had MTV at the time. This is the video with David Lee Roth riding over the crowd on the surfboard, which was cool as hell.
Just like the Panama video.
That's right.
Pretty much.
Top 10 songs in the USA from 1988 today on Sit and Spin.
Number 7.
Debbie Gibson?
So, yeah. This is one of the other Debbie Gibson songs, I guess.
All right.
What was her other one?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Something.
She was Sharknado.
Right.
And it was great.
We go back 30 years to the top 10 songs in the United States today on Sit and Spin.
Number 6.
Just a fool to believe I am anything.
Oh, man.
I don't even remember that.
Of course.
She's like the wind.
Oh, yes, I do.
This was from the orgy at the end of Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. It's from Dirty Dancing, isn't it?
Right. It's from Dirty Dancing.
Which one's it from? I don't know.
No, it's from Dirty Dancing.
Okay.
What is it?
Oh, she's like
Patrick
the wind.
Patrick Swayze. Swayze.
Patrick Swayze.
All right. Mighty Patrick Swayze.
The incomparable Patrick Swayze.
Top 10 songs in the United States of America Roadhouse. This day in 1988 on City Spin.
Five, number five.
Sounds like an 80s movie, doesn't it?
Do you guys remember the Richard Marx song, Hold On to the Night?
Yeah. Yes.
This is on that album.
Four, number four.
I'm standing with the man in the mirror.
I'm asking him, when did he become white?
So yeah, this was on Bad. This song made it to number one in the U.S., only number 21 in the U.K., but after he died, rocketed all the way to number two.
Going back 30 years to the top 10 songs in the USA, this day, in 1988 on Sit and Spin.
Three, number three.
Yeah, none of these people are alive.
I remember
Swayze,
the video, though.
Michael Jackson.
Well,
George Michael.
It was 30 years ago, Miles.
Golly.
Father figure from George Michael.
We're still
this
here.
Actually made it to number one in February. It's on its way down.
It's falling now.
Oh, falling.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Right. Falling. So it's lost its bullets, as they say.
Number two.
Oh, God. I'm so terrified I'm going to sing this out. Out loud.
Belinda, is this the Go-Go's or Belinda Carlisle?
Belinda Carlisle.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. There you
this
go.
Is very exciting. Remember that other song from Belinda Carlisle?
This is it.
This is the other song from Belinda Carlisle. Yes.
All right. We made it to number one. The top 10 songs in the United States of America as we go back 30 years on Sin Spin.
One. Number one.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Mike asked me, he's like, do you try to find lists that have this song
on it? Did you Rick roll the list?
I said, no, but once I saw this song was on the list, this was definitely my list.
This is not a Rick roll, this was the number one song.
There you go.
For 5 weeks back in 1988.
We appreciate it. There you go. All right, still a couple drinking toes with a shot of the day. Return of Ask the Men's Room is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we will drink, we will toast. The shot of the day is minutes away, but first.
It's been said that there are no stupid questions. We disagree. Because you keep asking them.
Will I ever find love? Why is the sky blue? Is that rash an STD? Is the world round? Is my mom a whore?
Questions that need answers. And yes, we can help. This is Ask the Men's Room.
Time for Ask the Men's Room. If you have a question for Ask the Men's Room, just shoot us an email here to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room. And away we go. Time for one, I believe.
It's time for Ask a Black Man.
Oh, good. Guys, Steve, why is the black men like to stay outside their houses near the sidewalk? My neighbors can stay there for hours without doing anything but talking to each other. Mm-hmm. It's like they're waiting for Uber or something. That from Christiana.
Well, we're not waiting for Uber, man. It's just outdoor talking. Look, white people like to stand around a grill in the backyard. Black people stand in the front yard by the sidewalk.
Okay.
That's kind of all it is.
And they also like to grill in the back, too, though.
Now you grill up front, man. You want to grill up front, Ted. You don't know it's a black party if I don't grill up front. You know what I mean?
That's a solid
and
point.
That's the difference, right?
That's all the time we have. But if you have a question for Ask the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to themensroom at mensroomlive.com and make the subject Ask the Men's Room. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody else. There deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast 44-year-old Elizabeth, not Elizabeth, Elizabeth Alfonso of Riverhead, New York. Now, last Friday, she was driving drunk. Not a good idea, but she made the determination that she really wanted a breakfast sandwich to help absorb some of the alcohol, get some of the grease in her system. So she pulled into a drive-thru and ordered a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. Now, there were two immediate problems for Lizbeth. One, they did not have bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches. The second problem was that she hadn't pulled up to a drive-thru to place her order. She pulled up to the security booth outside of a jail. And the cashier was not a cashier. It was a cop who's manning the security booth outside of the jail.
Oh.
He even explained to her, I can't give you a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich because this is a jail. And then to prove it, he arrested her for felony driving while impaired. Yeah. I mean, she'd have gotten home. They never would have known. But this dude is sitting in the booth.
Part of that jail have golden arches on it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't know it's McDonald's, man.
All right.
We don't know it's McDonald's. I think she didn't care. She just saw her first drive-thru restaurant, pulled up, and that was her order.
Damn.
Yeah, did not work out. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get to caller 9 on the line right now. 844-999-OLA. Profile this coming up next.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.